Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Al Bumbrey. Batting second. The second baseman, Rich Dower. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The left fielder, John Lowenstein. Batting sixth. The DH, Ken Singleton. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jim Dwyer. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Todd Cruz. Batting ninth. The catcher, Rick Dempsey. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Mike Boedeker. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The first baseman, Enos Cabell. Batting third. The DH, Kirk Gibson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Glenn Wilson. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting 8th. The third baseman, Wayne Krenchicki. Batting 9th. The shortstop, Tom Brookins. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Juan Berenguer. And now, play ball. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey takes first base on ball 4. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish fires to first and picks off Bumbrey. One out. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dower scoops it up and throws to first, with Boedeker covering, for the out. One out. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lowenstein. Cabell reaches second base with a double. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson strikes out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cruz fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berenguer fires to first and picks off Murray. One out. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton hits a pop-up towards short. Brookins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Tigers. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cruz fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cruz fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Krenchicki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krenchicki hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dower scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Orioles, 1, Tigers, 1. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bumbrey hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins strikes out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitaker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Cabell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lowenstein. Cabell reaches second base with a double. Whitaker goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Tigers. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-1 in the game. Gibson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bumbrey. Gibson reaches second base with a double. Cabell moves to third. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. Parrish hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Dwyer. Parrish reaches second base with a double. Cabell scores. Gibson scores. It's 4-1, Tigers. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Herndon takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Parrish scores. There goes Herndon trying to get to second. Lowenstein throws the ball in to Cruz, who relays the ball to Ripken, who tags Herndon for the out. Two outs. It's 5-1, Tigers. Sammy Stewart now pitching. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon hits a fly ball into right field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower is 0-for-1 in the game. Dower hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. Ripken strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Murray strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Orioles won. The Tigers will come to bat. Wayne Krenchicki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krenchicki is 0-for-1 in the game. Krenchicki hits a line drive towards first. Murray reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-1 in the game. Brookins hits a fly ball into right field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0-for-1 in the game. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0-for-1 in the game. Singleton hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Dwyer hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Orioles 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Cabell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Gibson hits a fly ball into center field. Bumbrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Parrish takes first base on ball 4. Cabell moves to second. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Herndon strikes out. Two outs. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wilson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-1 in the game. Cruz strikes out. One out. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 0-for-1 in the game. Dempsey is called out on strikes. Two outs. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bumbrey takes first base on ball 4. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower is 0-for-2 in the game. Dower hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bumbrey moves to second. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-2 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cabell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ripken for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Orioles 1. The Tigers will come to bat. John Steffiro now catching. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. Lemon hits a fly ball into center field. Bumbrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Krenchicki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krenchicki is 0 for 2 in the game. Krenchicki takes first base on ball 4. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 2 in the game. Brookins hits a fly ball into center field. Bumbrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a fly ball into center field. Bumbrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Doug Baer now pitching. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Murray hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0 for 2 in the game. Lowenstein strikes out. Two outs. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 2 in the game. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Orioles 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Tim Stoddard now pitching. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got one RBI. Cabell strikes out. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops it up and throws to first, with Stoddard covering, for the out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Parrish hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Bumbrey. Parrish reaches second base with a double. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cruz fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Dwyer hits a fly ball into right field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0 for 2 in the game. Cruz takes first base on ball 4. John Stefero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stefero hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Bumbrey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Baer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Orioles 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wilson strikes out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 3 in the game. Lemon hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Staffaro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Krenchicki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krenchicki is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Krenchicki hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Bumbrey. Krenchicki reaches second base with a double. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 3 in the game. Brookins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Krenchicki scores. It's 6-1, Tigers. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lowenstein. Whitaker reaches second base with a double. Brookins moves to third. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got one RBI. Cabell takes first base on ball 4. Dan Marocchiello now pitching. John Wackenfuss pinch hits for Kirk Gibson. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 10-1, Tigers. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Parrish hits a fly ball into left field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Marty Castillo now playing third base. Bill Fahey now catching. Wayne Krenchicki now playing second base. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dower hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brookins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 3 in the game. Ripken hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Krenchicki scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 10, and Baltimore Orioles, 1. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.